Welcome to In Your Corner, a program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we're in your corner. God the Father loved you so much that He gave His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you, and has given His Holy Spirit to guide you and to keep you, and has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we're in your corner. And the Bible says, if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We are here to help you get your day started with song, scripture, and prayer. Because we're going to beat the devil, we got to get filled with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we got to get prayed up with all prayer and supplication with thanksgiving to Almighty God. Yes, we're in your corner. So go wake up your brother. Go wake up your sister. Go wake up your cousin. Your first cousin. Your second cousin. Go wake up your mommy and your daddy and let them all know that In Your Corner is on the air. Go wake them up now. We're beaming the love of God from the Dallas-Fort Worth area throughout the known world, wherever the internet radio can be found. So go wake them up. Get them out the bed, sleepyhead. Go get them out the bed. Oh, I know what I need to go do this morning. Let me just go out here and get my bus. Let me go get my bus. Let me go get my bus. I need to go pick out some cities this morning. All right, Joliet, Joliet, Illinois, I'm coming through Illinois. Pereira, Illinois, I'm coming through Illinois. All right, Chicago. All right, I'm coming on down to Paducah, Kentucky. Paducah, y'all on board this morning? All right, Louisville, Kentucky, Lexington, Kentucky. All right, we're going on up to New York, New York. All right, everybody get on board now. The bus is coming through. The bus is coming through. Y'all better get on board. All right, Kansas City, Missouri. All right, let me come on to Denver, Colorado. All out there in Colorado. All right, let me go get a good song. It's time to go get a good song here. Let me get a good song. This is a song by James Cleveland saying, "This too will pass. Whatever you're going through, this too will pass." Come on, y'all.
I've had heartaches like this before, and disappointments by the score. I claim the victory at last. This too will pass. Can I say it again? I've had heartaches like this before, and disappointments by the score. I claim the victory at last. This too will pass. Listen to me. I've had heartaches like this before. I've had disappointments by the score. Come on, John. I claimed the victory. Oh, I claimed it at last. Oh, you know tonight this too surely will pass. Oh!
just know it, it cannot last. Whatever you're going through, this too will pass. The sun will
sounds all right, Judge. say ooh.
That was the Reverend late great James Cleveland. This too will pass, regardless what you're going through, whether it's a sickness, whether it's a job layoff, whether your husband done left you, don't matter. This too will pass. It's gonna pass. Better days are ahead, ladies and gentlemen. All right, that's your song for today. This too will pass. All right, it's time to read the Bible. Go get your Bible. We'll be reading this morning out of the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians out of the New Testament. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 through 14. Reading along this morning with the Bible Experience.
Now about the gifts of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I want you to know that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit. And He distributes them to each one, just as He determines. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now if the foot should say,
because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body,
it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. And if the ear should say,
because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body,
it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as He wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand,
I don't need you.
And the head cannot say to the feet,
I don't need you.
On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. And God has placed in the church, first of all, apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, of helping, of guidance, and of different kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? Now, eagerly desire the greater gifts. And yet I will show you the most excellent way. If I speak in human or angelic tongues but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. For now we see only a reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Follow the way of love and eagerly desire spiritual gifts, especially the gift of prophecy. For those who speak in a tongue do not speak to other people, but to God. Indeed, no one understands them. They utter mysteries by the Spirit. But those who prophesy speak to people for their strengthening, encouragement, and comfort. Those who speak in a tongue edify themselves, but those who prophesy edify the church. I would like every one of you to speak in tongues, but I would rather have you prophesy. Those who prophesy are greater than those who speak in tongues, unless they interpret, so that the church may be edified. Now, brothers and sisters, if I come to you and speak in tongues, what good will I be to you, unless I bring you some revelation or knowledge or prophecy or word of instruction? Even in the case of lifeless things that make sounds, such as the pipe or harp, how will anyone know what tune is being played unless there is a distinction in the notes? Again, if the trumpet does not sound a clear call, who will get ready for battle? So it is with you. Unless you speak intelligible words with your tongue, how will anyone know what you are saying? You will just be speaking into the air. Undoubtedly, there are all sorts of languages in the world, yet none of them is without meaning. If then I do not grasp the meaning of what someone is saying, I am a foreigner to the speaker, and the speaker is a foreigner to me. So it is with you. Since you are eager for gifts of the Spirit, try to excel in those that build up the church. For this reason, those who speak in a tongue should pray that they may interpret what they say. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful. So what shall I do? I will pray with my spirit, but I will also pray with my understanding. I will sing with my spirit, but I will also sing with my understanding. Otherwise, when you are praising God in the Spirit, how can the others who are now put in the same situation as an inquirer say Amen to your thanksgiving, since they do not know what you are saying? You are giving thanks well enough, but the others are not edified. I thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you. But in the church, I would rather speak 5 intelligible words to instruct others than 10,000 words in a tongue. Brothers and sisters, stop thinking like children. In regard to evil, be infants, but in your thinking, be adults. In the law, it is written, with other tongues and through the lips of foreigners, I will speak to this people, but even then they will not listen to me, says the Lord. Tongues, then, are a sign not for believers, but for unbelievers. Prophecy, however, is not for unbelievers, but for believers. So if the whole church comes together and everyone speaks in tongues, and inquirers or unbelievers come in, will they not say that you are out of your mind? But if an unbeliever or an inquirer comes in while everyone is prophesying, they are convicted of sin and are brought under judgment by all, as the secrets of their hearts are laid bare. So they will fall down and worship God, exclaiming, God is really among you. What then shall we say, brothers and sisters? When you come together, each of you has a hymn or a word of instruction, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation. Everything must be done so that the church may be built up. If anyone speaks in a tongue, 2, or at the most 3, should speak, 1 at a time, and someone must interpret. If there is no interpreter, the speaker should keep quiet in the church. Let them speak to themselves and to God. 2 or 3 prophets should speak, and the others should weigh carefully what is said. And if a revelation comes to someone who is sitting down, the first speaker should stop. For you can all prophesy in turn, so that everyone may be instructed and encouraged. The spirits of prophets are subject to the control of prophets. For God is not a God of disorder, but of peace, as in all the congregations of the Lord's people. Women should remain silent in the churches. They are not allowed to speak, but must be in submission as the law says. If they want to inquire about something, they should ask their own husbands at home, for it is disgraceful for a woman to speak in the church. Or did the word of God originate with you? Or are you the only people it has reached? If any think they are prophets or otherwise gifted by the Spirit, let them acknowledge that what I am writing to you is the Lord's command. Those who ignore this will themselves be ignored. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, be eager to prophesy, and do not forbid speaking in tongues, but everything should be done in a fitting and orderly way.
All right, that was our scripture reading for today. We read out of the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12 through 14. May God bless those who have read and heard His holy word. All right, it's prayer time now, y'all. It's prayer time. Come on, y'all. Let's circle up. Let's make our family circle. Come on, mama, daddy, sister, brother, niece, nephew, cousin, first, second, third cousin. Come on, y'all. Whoever's in the house, come on, y'all. Let's bow our heads. Let's close our eyes and let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you and we praise you for giving us another wonderful day, a day we did not earn, a day we did not merit. But Lord, you have given us this day, and we just say thank you, dear God. And thank you, dear God, that you delight in us coming. You say, come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And we need you right now, dear God. Those single parents out there need you right now, dear God. Those mamas need you today, dear God. Those daddies out there need you today, dear God. Lord, that single person that's trying to go to school today, they need you. They're trying to go to college, dear God. They're trying to better themselves. They need you, today, dear God. That person that just got laid off, dear God, they need you today. That person, dear God, who just started a brand new job and they don't know what to expect, they need you today. There are those, dear God, who just got married, they need you today. There are those that just got divorced, they need you today, dear God. There are those who just changed churches, dear God, they need you today. There are pastors who just starting out at a new church, dear God. He and his family need you today, dear God. So touch in a mighty way, dear God. Your people today are standing in need of you today. There's somebody going to the doctor today, dear God. They need you today. There's somebody that's getting ready to have surgery, dear God. They need you today, dear God. There's somebody that's just going through. I don't know what they're going through, but you know what they're going through, dear God. They need you today. There's somebody in a fearful situation, dear God. They need you today. Somebody just got some bad news, dear God, from the doctor. Oh, dear God, they need you today, dear God. Then, Lord, all your people are standing in need of prayer. So I'm praying for all that's out there in radio land. Then, Lord, we want to pray regarding this weekend. We pray for Sunday morning church. Oh, dear God, be pleased to bring that prodigal son, that prodigal daughter back to church on this Sunday, dear God. Oh, dear God, we just pray that you'll save the lost, encourage the saved, rescue backsliders, and we'll be careful to praise you for it, for it's in Jesus' name. Bless all of mine in radio land. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's it, that's it, that's it. We done sung our song. We done had our prayer. We done had our scripture. Clock on the wall is saying that's all for this portion of In Your Corner. Thank you so kindly for joining us this morning. Thank you for catching the Bible bus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Be looking for that Bible bus. We're going to come to your city. We're going to come to your town, and you be ready to catch it now. You be ready to catch it, because I can't stay long now. I'm going to just open the door for you to come on in. All right, all right. And thank all you cities, those that's in America, as well as those that's outside America. We got some foreign listeners. Thank y'all for listening. All right. Let me encourage you now to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember our format here at KLITB. It's at the top of the hour, we minister in the word. And at the bottom of the hour, we minister in the mix. That's music and a whole lot more. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready for that early morning sermon now. We're getting ready to get it on now. Play a couple of commercials, then we're going to have that on for you. At 7 o'clock, I'll be back again with Ghostbusters, because we got some strange things happening in the neighborhood and somebody needs to say something about it. You know, I'm your watchman on the wall, informing, educating, empowering you about the issues of the day. Then at 8 o'clock, I'll be back again in the Situation Room, where I give you a Christian response to the issues of our day. Then at 9 o'clock, we're going to take a look in the book. I'll let you listen to a portion of a sermon that I preach right here at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. That's a wonderful, 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 wonderful church right here in Irving, Texas. If you're ever in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, please stop by and worship the Lord with us right here at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. You know, we're right there at the airport. So make sure you come to Bible Way. Then at 10 o'clock, that's time for a program called Unshackled. It'll make you face yourself and think. 11 o'clock is deeper look in the book. And then at 12 o'clock, you miss any of these programs. Guess what? We begin to rebroadcast them. So listen to us all day long. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a coworker about us. Because we are in your corner.